This is Fresh Air. The first new Beyoncé studio album in 6 years is here, and it's called Renaissance. The pop star says the 16 tracks were recorded during the pandemic. Our rock critic Ken Tucker says while the music is dense with allusions to different eras of pop music, Beyoncé's performances have a lightness and agility that gives the project an often thrilling energy. Here's Ken's review.
Break My Soul, the first single from Beyoncé's new album, Renaissance. Break My Soul was released a few weeks before the album, and with its lyric about escaping the deadening drudgery of 9-to-5 work, was widely interpreted as Beyoncé's take on the pandemic-inspired Great Resignation. Little did we know that what was to follow was a whole album about the freedom of escapism.
I'm one of one. I'm number one. I'm the only one. Don't even waste your time trying to compete with me. No one else in this world can think like me. I'm twisted, how contradicted. Keep him addicted, lies on his lips, I lick it. Unique? That's what you are. Stilettos kicking vintage crystal off the bar. Category, bad. I'm the bar. Alien superstar. Whip, whip.
I'm too classy for this world. Forever I'm that girl. Be true, diamonds and pearls. Oh, baby, I'm.
That's Alien Superstar, over whose clattering beats, Beyoncé applies a layer of her patented positive thinking, only half-joking that she's, quote, too classy for this world. Alien Superstar gives you an idea of the way many songs here are constructed, around rhythms and riffs that pulse and throb while Beyoncé's vocal soars atop the music. The best example of this is the album's longest track, called Virgo's Groove, as Beyoncé croons over a languid, sneaky beat. At 6 minutes plus, Virgo's Groove is at once very contemporary and very 1980s. Its sound owes something to the Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones albums of that era, and its hypnotic hook reminds me of Lakeside's great 1980 hit, Fantastic Voyage. Now listen to the way Beyoncé rolls it back further, to the 70s, and nods to Donna Summer's I Feel Love on the song Summer Renaissance. Elsewhere on Renaissance, Beyoncé offers the song Cuff It, a thick slice of R&B that recalls Funkadelic's Not Just Knee Deep, and on another standout track, Move, she enlists dance music pioneer Grace Jones with some emphasis on Detroit techno music.
Move, 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 move. Yeah, you gotta move, move. Anything you do will be held against you. You have to move, 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 move.
There are some breathtaking moments on Renaissance which are all the more impressive for the way Beyoncé delivers them so casually. Listen to the way she almost buries this gorgeously fluid burst of phrasing toward the end of the song Pure Honey. Lesser artists would build a whole hit single around a verse that Beyoncé just tosses off.
You know it's Friday night and I'm ready to drop the home in them keys. Baby, let's go.
Friday night and I'm ready to drop the home in them keys. Baby, let's go.
We jump in the car, pour the tank of gas. World's at war, low on cash.
Except for the song title America Has a Problem and a fleeting reference to the electoral defeat of Donald Trump, there's little of the social commentary that was laced through her previous album, 2016's Lemonade. But the escapist aesthetic of Renaissance is its own kind of statement, Beyoncé's way of asserting the primacy of black musical forms throughout American pop history. And Renaissance places Beyoncé at the very center of pop music right now.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Beyoncé's new album called Renaissance. On Monday's show, actor Melanie Lynskey. She's nominated for an Emmy for her leading role in the Showtime series Yellow Jackets. The show tells the story of a girls' soccer team that went down in a plane crash in 1996 and had to survive in the wilderness for over a year. Lynskey's other films include Heavenly Creatures, Up in the Air, The Informant, and Don't Look Up. I hope you can join us.